Chapter 23. Friday, May 18th, 10:05 a.m. Rainey and Quincy climbed into Luke's patrol car at a little past 10. Since Luke and Chucky were sitting in the front seat, they took the back. Chucky immediately looked self-conscious about having a commanding officer and federal agent behind him. He kept glancing nervously over his shoulder, as if he thought Quincy might goose him at any moment. After the second time, Quincy placed his face against the patrol car's mesh divider. When Chucky turned again, he discovered Quincy's nose up close and personal. The rookie literally squealed. Luke sighed heavily. Rainey shook her head. Quincy sat back, contented. "You're riling my partner," Luke said at last. He was slouched low behind the steering wheel, studying Sandy and Shep's quaint neighborhood with a deceptively lazy gaze. His hat was on the seat beside him. The brim limited his line of sight. The top of his head came to just above the dashboard. The lower vantage point expanded his field of view. Mostly, he watched the residential street for signs of out-of-place traffic. But from time to time, he also perused the roof lines of the surrounding houses with his narrow gaze. Luke was an ace sniper. "Any activity?" Rainey asked. "Quiet as a church mouse." "How are you holding up?" Rainey asked Chucky. He had his baton on his lap and was stroking the handle as if it were a favorite pet. "All right," Chucky muttered. He studied his lap, refusing to meet her gaze. His broad face was haggard, his hair uncharacteristically mussed. Rainey hadn't given the green rookie any thought during the last 3 days. Now she regarded him intently. "Cunningham," she ordered more sharply. Chucky's gaze reluctantly rose to meet hers. She held it for a minute. Chucky was messed up. He had dark circles under his eyes and a nervous twitch in his hand. Apparently, seeing real action was different from boasting about it, and it was wrong of her not to have thought about him before now. "You did well on Tuesday," she said curtly. "I broke a freaking door," Cunningham muttered. "Left footprints everywhere. The state technicians yelled at me. That man Sanders said I was a disaster." "Sanders is full of shit. You acted with heart, Chucky. The rest you'll learn with time."